Go woke, go broke. Brexiteer Boris projected to win majority four times larger than Ramon or John Major. By Kurt Zindulka on December 12, 2019. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is projected to have secured the largest Conservative victory since Margaret Thatcher, confirming the British public's belief in Brexit and laying waste to the anti-Brexit old guard Conservative establishment, including former Prime Minister John Major. According to exit polls, Boris Johnson is projected to secure a 86-seat majority in Britain's snap Brexit general election. If the exit polls prove to have been correct, the convincing mandate should allow Mr. Johnson to deliver Brexit, despite the best efforts of former Prime Minister John Major, a Remainer, who campaigned against Boris and Brexit. Mr. Johnson's projected majority would be over four times larger than the 21-seat majority secured by former Europhile Prime Minister Sir John Major in 1992. Last week, Sir John Major joined with Tony Blair, the former left-wing Labour Prime Minister, to urge British voters to vote tactically to derail Boris Johnson's ability to take the United Kingdom out of the European Union and finally deliver Brexit after over 3 years since the referendum. Sir John described Brexit as the worst foreign policy decision in my lifetime, and said that it will affect nearly every single aspect of our lives for many decades to come. It will make our country poorer and weaker. It will hurt most those who have least. Never have the stakes been higher, especially for the young. Brexit may even break up our historic United Kingdom. Your vote is absolutely crucial. For you have the longest lease on our country's future and our place in the wider world. Don't wake up on Friday 13th of December and regret not making a choice. So choose the future you believe in. For your own generation and the next, the former Prime Minister added. In response, Boris Johnson described his predecessor's views as outdated, saying that he represents a view that is outdated, alas. I respect him and his record. I must respectfully disagree with my illustrious predecessor and urge people on Thursday, come on, let's get this thing done. Sir John has been in a deep struggle against Boris Johnson and the pro-sovereignty Brexit movement, even going so far as to join a legal battle to challenge Boris Johnson's suspension of Parliament in August, despite suspending Parliament himself in 1997. The Europhile former Prime Minister has long held an anti-Brexit position. One day, I confidently predict, the young ones will re-enter the EU or form a new alliance with him, said the 76-year-old former Tory Prime Minister in October. I have been a critic of Brexit, and I remain so. I think it's bad for the UK, bad for the EU and bad for Europe, and a colossal mistake, he added. Boris Johnson's projected landslide victory would be a clear endorsement of Brexit by the British public and rejection of the anti-Brexit old Tory guard, including Sir John. Whether the poll is correct will become clear in the coming hours, as more seats confirm the local vote and return members of Parliament across Friday morning. Read more at the Breitbart London Live Wire. Follow Kurt on Twitter at Kurt Zindulka.